Have you ever found yourself between a rock and a hard place, wordies? Today's word is reserved for when the rock is on all sides, even overhead. The word of the day is dolmen, spelled D-O-L-M-E-N. Dolmen is a noun that means a structure usually regarded as a tomb, consisting of two or more large upright stones set with a space between and capped by a horizontal stone. Here's one example of dolmen as used by Jim Richardson in National Geographic on June 7, 2010. When traveling the Celtic world, I am drawn to ancient dolmens scattered across the landscape. When I get up close to a dolmen, I often have a bit of a sit-down inside and commune with my ancestors, keeping an ear out. It was on a rainy day in County Donegal, when the Irish air was soft with mist and the green hills were dotted with lambs, that the portal tomb in a nearby pasture called to me. It's an open question about what the local farmers 4,000 years ago were thinking when they built these megalithic burial chambers. Dolmen is a possible borrowing from Cornish, the Celtic language once spoken in Cornwall, a region of southwest England. Beyond this point, the history of dolmen becomes muddled. The word could be a corruption of a similar word used in William Borlase's 1754 collection of essays, Antiquities Historical and Monumental of the County of Cornwall, in which Borlase implies that dolmen derives from a local name translated as the holdstone. Break through the verbal blocks that lie ahead with Word of the Day at dictionary.com.